Bill, it's and, Mike, ESPNBoston.com. Start looking ahead to the Bills' defense. What stands out to you in terms of challenges they present?
Yeah, just like every week, you know, every defense presents a different challenge and, you know, just different personnel, different scheme. And this week, you know, starting up front with Kyle Williams, excellent player, great effort player, never stops playing. And Darius, the rookie from Alabama, he's, you know, playing very well for him, for a rookie. Linebackers are solid. Nick Barnett, instinctive player, good player. And then the secondary, you know, I think they have really two really good corners in Florence and McKelvin, who are instinctive and good athletes and, you know, present challenges because of their athletic ability and their instincts. And both safeties are smart players and understand the scheme that they're playing very well.
How would you characterize the defense they play?
I would characterize it as a aggressive, very disciplined defense that plays with tremendous effort.
Bill, for the most part this year, you guys have been able to stay out of negative plays. Obviously, every play, every situation is different, but what are some of the commonalities there to staying out of negative yardage situations?
That's something that involves, you know, all different areas of the offense. You know, we talk about, you know, in the running game, we always emphasize, you know, how we want to run the ball each week and what we're going to do to you know, stay away from negative plays. And then in the passing game, it's basically the same thing as far as protection and protecting inside out in the pocket and things like that. So we, you know, that's something that we emphasize every single week in every single meeting and obviously in practice. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that. You know, there have been some negative plays, and hopefully we can smooth those out and keep being productive as an offense.
Bill, in the third quarter, the offense kind of stalled a little bit, and a bunch of the guys kind of talked about the adjustments that the Chargers had made out of the locker room. What were the main adjustments, and how did you guys get it back into gear in the fourth quarter?
I just think that we came out in the third quarter and we had the first drive. You know, we had a couple of good plays initially. Then I think we had a penalty. We had a poor run. You know, execution wise, and you know that drive stalled. And penalties usually do hurt you on drives like that. Those are drive stoppers, and what happens is it's what I call self-inflicted wounds. And then the next drive was a three and out, which we didn't execute very well as a unit. And so I'm not so sure that it was what San Diego did as much as it was our execution.
Bill, after a couple of weeks, obviously offensive coordinator throughout the season, but this year in being offensive coordinator, how have duties changed for you in terms of preparation for the week, or have you noticed have there been any major differences for you for preparing for games and actually in games?
Absolutely no changes. Go about, you know, each one of us. You know, it's with our offensive staff. It's a very strong staff of, you know, some really good coaches, a mixture of some younger coaches and some guys that have been around a while, and it's a collaborative effort. And I'm just the organizer.
Bill, when you're running this hurry up offense and it's effective, and you see a defensive player go down injured, I guess, you know, some people might look at it, if it happens a couple times, media members, fans might say, geez, it seems like that's a tactic to try to slow down that type of attack. I'm curious if you see it that way and how frustrating that might be if it happens continually.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, Mike. I would say, though, and I'm not trying to pawn this off, that's definitely more of a question for Bill. And the reason is, as far as calling plays and trying to get the play in quickly, as whether it was no huddle or not, you know, we're really focused as a staff on the next play or the next two plays, you know. And so, you know, when something happens like that, an injury timeout or the other team takes a timeout, you know, we just, we're focused on what we're doing next. So as far as the tactics and those types of things, to me, that would be something for you to ask Bill and see what he says.
Can that throw off offensive rhythm, though?
No.
Bill, what were your thoughts on Dan Connolly in terms of what he was able to do, you know, starting that game at center? We talked about it a lot last week with the change there in the center of that offensive line.
Yeah, I thought the whole line played a very, very good, tough game against a very good San Diego front, and Dan was definitely a part of that. And, you know, Dante does a great job, you know, of mixing guys in, making sure that they all play multiple positions and get reps at each position in practice. And, you know, and actually it really starts with Bill. You know, we bring a lot of multiple position guys into the organization. And that's what we have right now. We got five guys, six guys, seven guys that all work really well together. And that's showing up on the field. And hopefully that continues.
All right, guys, let's take two more.
Bill, to that same end, how has Brian Waters looked over the first couple of weeks of the season? From the outside, anyway, it looks like his transition has been fairly seamless.
Yeah, we're impressed with Brian, just his whole demeanor, the way he handles himself. He's a pro's pro. He's come in here and picked it up, you know, quickly for somebody who wasn't here, you know. And, you know, I think being in Kansas City with Charlie probably helped him as far as the communication and some of the terms, but we do things differently even than Kansas City, obviously, so it's been good. And just like I said, all those guys have really played well together.
Okay, let's take one final question.
Bill, what did you see from Chad Ochocinco in terms of, you know, every player wants to be going forward, taking steps forward? What did you see from him over the last week, obviously culminating with the game performance, with that in mind, the idea, you know, is he moving forward here and taking strides?
I think that whole position is moving forward. You know, I think each guy, Chad, Dion, Wes, you know, especially, you know, those three guys that have played the most for us, those guys really improved from the Miami game to the San Diego game. You know, I think they're doing little things better. And again, it becomes, you know, we're a game plan offense, and it, you know, depending on how teams are playing us, those are the personnel groups we go with, and each and every week will be different. That's kind of what's always made us tick around here. As long as we can keep people off balance, and you know, that's part of what we try to do is use different personnel groups, and some game, you know, one guy might play more than another guy, and that's what those guys understand that. That's why they're here, and they buy into that role. So I think all those guys are getting better.